Hello.
Hello, my name is Janaya, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. This call is recorded for quality insurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yes, this is she. It's Lakita Allen.
How may I assist you?
I was actually calling to file a claim. I was trying to attempt to do it over the phone, but it wasn't allowing me. I mean, I'm trying to do it online. I'm sorry.
Okay. May I have your social security number?
Yes, ma'am. It's 418-04-4668.
Okay, and what was your first and last name?
First name's Lakita, last name's Allen.
Your date of birth?
It is December 19th, 1977.
Your mother's maiden name?
Allen, Allen.
And your driver's license number?
I don't have a driver's license. I have an ID.
May I have that number?
Yes, it's 107-65. 883.
What was your last employer?
It would have been Palace Live Bingo.
And what was the one before that?
Was Love's Truck Stop.
Okay. And what's your residential address? It would be 505 Francie Burton Court,
Fort, yes,
Utah,
ma'am.
Alabama.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, so we can start the claim. It'll take maybe 15 minutes of your time. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. What is your preferred language?
Ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement in or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name or a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
May I have your phone number?
Yes, it's 205. Give me a second. I'm gonna give you my new number. I have to write it. It's 205-535-2769.
Okay. And were your driver's license issued in the state of Alabama?
It was
May I have your race?
black.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
I think it was ninth grade, eighth, ninth.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
And when you're working, what is your occupation?
I was a floor tech at the Palace Live Bingo.
Floor tech? And are
Or
you
attended floor tech, either one.
okay? Okay, and are you looking for work in that occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work through a union?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts and accept full-time work?
Yes, I am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
50.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$10 an hour.
Are you a corporate officer for a business? Do you own a business and do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Yes, ma'am, direct deposit.
And what's the name of your bank?
I was trying to find it. I have a card. Trying to find my direct deposit slip for that card. Okay. So the name of the bank is going to be Pathward. It's just one word, PATHWARD.
Would you be using your checking or savings account?
It's a checking account.
May I have their routing number?
It's 0739-72-181.
And the account number?
It's 7000-2204-637-966.
Okay, so where is that like an online banking? Like, does that bank have an actual branch?
No, it doesn't have an actual branch. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we don't accept any online bankings.
Okay.
So would you like the state debit card?
Yes, ma'am. That's fine.
Okay.
So you guys don't accept like Netspin or anything like that?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
And what was the name of your last employer?
It was Palace Live Bingo.
May I have that employer phone number?
Let me just a second. I can see if I can find it. Just a minute. Because we usually don't really use that number, so hold on. Yes.
Okay.
So that number is going to be 205-372-9191.
Okay. In the city that you were working in?
It's called Knoxville, Alabama.
Knoxville?
Uh-huh. It's KNOXVILLE.
And may I have your employment start date for that job?
Yes, ma'am. I think I started there January. It was January, somewhere around January 15th, 2024.
In the last day you worked?
It would have been June 15th, 2024.
And why are you no longer working there?
I was laid off fired.
And what was the reason?
Oh, they didn't give me a reason.
Could you give me the name and the title of the person who informed you of your termination?
Jason.
You know his last name?
No, ma'am.
And what was he?
He's like some sort of supervisor. He's like the supervisor over the floor attendant.
And specifically, what were you told by your employer upon being terminated?
It was actually just a phone call. They said they no longer need.
Okay. And what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to being terminated?
I mean, nothing. I don't think there's nothing I could have did.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, which includes vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Could you verify that all the questions I asked you provided correct answers?
Yes.
You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties.
Yes.
You hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama, correct?
Correct.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge.
Yes, that's true.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the content of the claimant benefit handbook.
Correct.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you the closing statements. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important.
Okay.
It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Right, and Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification.
Okay.
Failure, Failure to follow instructions listed in a booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the home page, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturdays. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. You have any questions about anything I just read?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a confirmation number and then your PIN number. You can let me know when you're ready.
Okay. I'm reading. I'm sorry.
Okay, that confirmation number is 489.
Mm-hmm.
885.
Okay.
And your PIN number is 2020.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with, Zach?
No, ma'am, that's it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling the Department of Labor. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.